Episode 16. In this episode, we delve into the underpinnings of cyber hacking, political strife, social networking, and love of country. Let's find the silver lining to the ensuing mayhem. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We are sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos successfully and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Wincoller. Welcome to the show. This is my interview. My interview went online December 25th, 2014 at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My interview is an overview of the events leading up to the release of the major motion picture titled The Interview. Let's discover the pearl of cosmic wisdom, aka the silver lining, when chaos is contained and brought to order. You know, humans are prone to imperfections. Thus, it could be said that our foibles and fumbles are no less important than our successes. That is the beauty of being human. That quality of imperfection shines brightly today, and the events leading up to this moment reflect to us all the perfect imperfections of our global society. When we fumble, and specifically when we fumble together, we can get mad, hysterical, we could get consumed by the mob mentality, or we can choose to lead chaos and create order and safety for all. Let's review the events leading up to today and see how our imperfect society leads when chaos comes knocking. We begin during the bright and sunny month of June 2014 in Southern California, when two propaganda superpowers went head-to-head. It was Sony Pictures Entertainment and North Korea. Now, Sony Pictures Entertainment, Inc. is based in Culver City, California, and it is the American entertainment subsidiary of Japanese multinational technology and media conglomerate, Sony. The Pyongyang government controls North Korea, officially called the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. It is a country in East Asia, in the northern part of the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang is the capital and largest city, and is bordered by South Korea to the south, China to the north, and a small section of the Tumen River forms North Korea's short border with Russia. In June of 2014, the Pyongyang government, in a letter to the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, states that Sony's movie, The Interview, is an undisguised sponsoring of terrorism, as well as an act of war. The Pyongyang government promises, and here it should be noted that Sony Pictures Entertainment movie called The Interview, starring, written, and directed by Seth Rogen, and co-starring James Franco, was written as a comedy about assassinating Kim Jong-un, the third supreme leader of North Korea. And so, it's not just an undisguised sponsoring of terrorism as well as an act of war, but the Pyongyang's government promise of decisive and merciless countermeasure if the U.S. administration tactfully approves or supports this movie should not go unnoticed. Despite all that, Sony moves forward and works towards the release date of The Interview for Christmas Day, December 25th, 2014. Let's jump fast forward from June to November of 2014, specifically November 24th, precisely 1 month before the release of The Interview, when Sony's internal computer system is hacked by the group called Guardians of Peace, and the acronym for that is GOP. GOP displays their message complete with a skeleton image and the following words. It begins with a hashtag, GOP. Warning, we've already warned you. This is just the beginning. We've obtained all your internal data, including your secrets and top secrets. If you don't obey us, we'll release data shown to the world. And below this message on the screen are five links to zip drives of data that the GOP collected from Sony's internal network. I want to go back a little bit They said secrets and top secrets. Is there a difference? I'm not really sure who would be able to tell me that, if there's a difference between a secret and then a top secret. Oh, alas. Now, we're going to move forward to Monday, December 1st. And this whole week of December 1st, beginning on December 1st and the subsequent days, a lot happens. On Monday, the FBI now officially launches an investigation into the GOP hack. On Tuesday, the following day, a public file on the website Pastebin, and I will have a link to this on the Leading Chaos Podcast website, and that's leadingchaospodcast.com. Just go to the show notes on my interview. Pastebin listed on Tuesday, December 2nd, anonymous postings. And what was there was a spreadsheet containing the salaries of Sony Pictures employees, the company's top executives, and what the cyber attack made public was their names, their titles, their home addresses, emails, a whole bevy of things that any organization keeps on an employee. And that was for over 6,000 people. The following day, Wednesday, which is December 3rd, the CEO of Sony, Michael Lynton, and co-chairwoman, Amy Pascal, sent out a company-wide memo, and this was the first time they addressed it company-wide, that described the hacking as a brazen attack on our company, our employees, and our business partners. Also, on the same day of this letter, and again, we're still on Wednesday, the interview actors, James Franco and Seth Rogen's paycheck for the movie was also leaked. But, you know, everybody's paycheck was leaked. So that, you know, it's all, I guess, part of the puddle. On Thursday of that week, December 4th, employees' notes or emails are now leaked. And these notes were essentially decrying the A-list actors. And some of them were saying they're mundane movies and not such great stuff that, you know, you have to think about every time you put out an email, that email is public. So let that be a note that we all keep under our hat. And maybe we keep that those little top secrets under our hat. Regardless, what one of the things they did in this note that was leaked was that there was a call to up the bar, up the ante of what they were considering very formulaic movies, very mundane, essentially. So on Friday, and now, so we've gone from Monday to Friday, all in the same week, December 5th, the hackers now send a message to Sony employees telling them to support the GOP. And the message is such, please sign your name to object the false of the company at the email address below if you don't want to suffer damage. If you don't, not only you, but your family will be in danger. That's worthy of an exhale. I can't imagine anyone ever wanting to see something like that as a joke or a hack or a serious threat. That's not a great way to end a Friday. That would not be a TGIF Friday for me, and I'm sure it was not for anyone receiving this. Let's go to Saturday, December 6th. The interview actor James Franco, who you would know as he's been in a number of movies, a really great actor. He hosted Saturday Night Live, and that's a satirical show. It's produced by NBC. And he was up there, you know, in the beginning opening line, and he made the following statement, and this is fun. He, quote, says, something pretty crazy happened this week. I have this movie called The Interview coming out at Sony, and this week Sony Studios got all their computers hacked. These hackers have leaked real personal information about everybody that works at Sony, and I know eventually they're going to start leaking out stuff about me. So before you hear it from someone else, I thought it would be better if you heard it from me. Soon you'll know that my email is cuter than Dave Franco at ALO.com. And my password is Little James C. Cutie Pie. And this is all just a real violation of my personal life. So during his monologue, his co-star and director Seth Rogen comes on stage telling Franco that both their phones had been hacked and private photos had been released. And then they go into showing a few photos of silly antics of the two of them. One like Rogen shown teaching Franco to read as if he didn't know how to read. So they were taking it in silliness stride. The following day, so now we're in essentially a six-day span of ongoing news on this. Sunday, December 7th, North Korea's government calls a Sony hack a righteous deed and denies all involvement. The following week, Tuesday, December 16th, a note purportedly from the GOP states, among other threats, "Soon all the world will see what an awful movie Sony Pictures Entertainment has made. The world will be full of fear. Remember the 11th of September 2001. Later this same day, Sony told theaters that they can opt out of their commitments to show the movie. And what was later announced was that Landmark Theaters said it was canceling the movie's New York premiere scheduled for Thursday, December 18th at the Sunshine Cinema in New York City. Wednesday, December 17th, the U.S. intelligence news states that the cyber attacks on Sony were state-sponsored, and that means that they were sponsored by North Korea. And on Saturday, December 20th, just 5 days ago, the U.S. asked for China's help in stopping North Korea to launch cyber attacks. And what followed the following day on Monday, and nobody really knows why this happened, but North Korea lost its internet connection for a blackout period of approximately 10 hours. Now, North Korea has about 1,000 IP addresses, which pales in comparison to the U.S. IP addresses of about 3 billion. So there's not a lot of internet in North Korea, but this was unprecedented. It has happened, but not for such a long period. And it took a little while for sites to begin uploading. And from what I understand, please let me know and send a message to me, Rhea at leadingchaospodcast.com, if I get this wrong. But I believe China Unicom is China's state-owned telecommunication company, and it manages Star Joint Ventures, North Korea's state-run internet provider. Don't think it runs it directly inside, but it provides some of the services. But neither China nor the U.S. accepted responsibility for the blackout. We go to the next day, Tuesday, which is only 2 days ago, December 23rd. North Korea is now experienced another blackout, and albeit that no one knows who or if there is a who that is responsible. And at the same time, Sony announces that the interview will be released and that will not go to such a wide showing of the original 3,000 screens, but independent and art house cinemas, approximately about 200 of those, will be showing the interview. And meanwhile, of course, we expect this, I guess, to occur. It's all very predictable. The hackers are making, again, new fresh threats. And the U.S. president, our president here, President Barack Obama, welcomes Sony's decision to release the interview. The events of this day are still unfolding, and I expect there will be more news forthcoming in the days ahead. Perhaps we will never fully know the story behind North Korea's internet blackouts, nor who exactly is a GOP. What is the silver lining here? There's an obvious familiar pattern of the power of fear propagandizing, both on the part of the hacking group GOP and North Korea. Sony Entertainment is just as culpable in that they chose to create a movie about assassinating a person, not an imaginary person, but a living, breathing person, albeit a dictator. To the people of North Korea, that is not a laughing matter. I am certain that if North Korea made a similar comedy about our living U.S. president, well, I fear to imagine the backlash. It would likely pale in comparison to these recent events. Bullying is not a child's game. Adults, in fact, are experts in bullying because we've had so many years to really hone our skills. And this is looking a lot like a classic example of schoolyard bullying with very high stakes. Who are the adults here? Who is stepping in to show and model a different way? We can choose to be bystanders and follow along with the ensuing hysteria. Leading chaos is the ability to take a step back and view the whole picture before moving forward. The Leading Chaos logo is a red stop sign with the words, "Stop Being Afraid." I found this stop sign actually at the end of my road, or as I enter my road. It depends on which direction you come from. And somebody had put up the words, "Being Afraid," under the word, "Stop." And it became a poignant message to me, a reminder to slow down and make a choice to stop being afraid. Those words went up there right as our country, the U.S., was preparing to go to war in Iraq. And this was a time where there were different codes going out from our Homeland Security on code red and orange and green. And there was a definite fear in the world, a fear certainly that journalists felt that they couldn't write certain things, people couldn't talk about certain things. And what do you do with that fear? Do you just sit and hide and become inactive? Or do you take the risk of speaking up? I think it begins with just stop being afraid and feeling what that is doing to your body. Taking that exhale, letting it move through you, talking about it, and taking that step back before you take a step forward. I choose to live in hope and joy, and I expect you do too. The silver lining of this moment is that we can live beyond fear and work towards justice for all. When you're unsure, when you feel a sense of unsureness, take a step back. In the response crisis intervention curriculum that I've been teaching for nearly 28 years, there's one message that has stayed true throughout this time. And that is a message that I tell participants to remember that it's easy to step forward and start shouting. And it takes a conscious choice to step back, pause, and evaluate with our rational self leading. That takes self-control. If we are just jumping into the hysteria and saying, "Oh, that North Korea," or "Oh, those hackers, how dare they," without getting the full picture, we are just falling right in step with a mob mentality. That is true for me. It's true for the U.S. media and anyone else who's been following this story. The silver lining is our opportunity to step back, pause, and choose the right direction with clarity guiding us. Let's keep our emotions in check when chaos is around. You know, I'm looking forward to this movie coming out. It's called Hungry for Love, and they just ended a Kickstart campaign. It's interesting, the independent films that are about joy and love sometimes have to do Kickstart campaigns, and it ended just 2 days ago. And that's one movie I'm looking forward to. It's about foodies in New York City and creating food, all the elements that make for a great story. And I will put a link on the show notes to that movie too. As far as the interview, I hope Sony can take this as an opportunity to go beyond the mundane and create quality movies that bring our world forward. Let's stop being afraid. Let's lead chaos towards safety, sanity, and order. Let's do it. Links to the response curriculum that I was discussing and my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management, can be found at leadingchaospodcast.com. This is Real Wind Color signing off for now. I wish you a great week ahead. Be kind, be safe, and remember, exhale, step back, pause, and be decisive. Ciao for now.